Let's talk about overcoming the confirmation bias on your landing pages. The psychology of marketing is very important in today's industry. We've come beyond the times when the internet was new and exciting. We're selling to savvy veterans of the online world. This means that simple online marketing tactics, such as a standard landing page, is just not going to be as effective today as it once was, if they're even effective at all. Consumers have figured out how to spot the wonky ads and flimsy landing pages for products they don't need, mainly because they've encountered so many of them. So how do you overcome this? Well, one way is to look at some of the psychological barriers that prevent leads from following through on a landing page. Call it mental friction. A good place to start is one of the most common mental frictions opposing us, confirmation bias. And if you don't know what confirmation bias is, without going into a long, detailed psychological explanation, what you need to understand about it is that people will always seek out information that confirms their beliefs while readily dismissing information and data that conflicts with their beliefs. In short, it's why those with political views that lean to the right watch Fox News, while those with views that lean to the left watch MSNBC. This means that leads who arrive on your landing page might be more or less inclined to believe the information you have up there, depending on the beliefs they already hold. For example, if a lead comes in believing that diet pills are a scam, and you provide information that states otherwise, they would be more likely to scrutinize the sources or just flat out dismiss the data as faulty. And this can happen even if your information is watertight and approved by, you know, all of the top universities and government regulatory boards. You know, people like to hear things that tell them that they're right. So how do you defeat the confirmation bias on your landing page? Well, you have to slowly start to pry the lead away from the beliefs that they hold about your product or service. And this can be tricky to accomplish, but not impossible. Luckily, you have a great resource in your tool belt, which is proven customers. It's more likely than not that your customer and client base hold some of the very same beliefs about your product that your leads currently hold. Tap into this resource by contacting your customers and asking them what doubts they had before deciding to buy. Maybe they didn't believe the statistics or the science behind your product. Maybe they heard bad things about your brand or good things about another product in the same market. Ask them to write some customer reviews about the product, expressing how they had doubts as well. When a person with a confirmation bias sees that other people held the same beliefs but have now changed, they become more receptive to that change themselves. Nobody wants to be the first person in the pool, but nobody wants to be the last either. But this shouldn't be the only thing you do. Now that you know some of the beliefs your leads are holding, which prevent them from becoming conversions, you can tailor your copy to alleviate their fears. Try to speak from the voice of the customer using terms that they use so that you don't push them away. Address the fears and make risk-free guarantees where you can. If you eliminate the risk barrier and address the lead's concerns, you'll have a higher conversion rate in no time.